It may have been a big mistake today to run before the show, but I got up at 3:15 this morning. I don't know why. I went to bed early, about 10. I tried to get to bed at 9:30. That's perfect for me. But I ran and I got a little sweaty. And you see, I look like the flying nun. Look at this. My hair goes like this because I put a ball cap on. So my hair's going zoop. But you know what? I don't super really care. So it is what it is. Good morning, everyone. This is Martin Zender. Next time I'll do the show first, then run. At least I'll be somewhat presentable. You talk about clamor. My gosh, I forgot to mention one of the worst forms of clamor in my mind is a giant step backwards. Everything on this planet is going backwards. And this backward immobility is going to be arrested at the end of this eon. And finally, things are going to move forward. And people always tell me that they can't believe that, Martin, it seems to me from different scriptures I read that people are going to be riding horses again and donkeys and burros, things of that nature. And they think it's a giant step backwards. And I have to remind them that they are tricked into thinking that the technology that we have that's crippling us, making us stupid, dumbing us down, is far from progressive. It's actually regressive, and cell phones and computers, I hope to God, are all going to be eliminated on the millennial earth, and certainly on the new earth. People will have time once again to talk to one another. Yes, if you want to talk to somebody, it's just so frustrating today because if their phone rings, this drives me nuts. If their phone rings, then they automatically give priority to the phone call. I could be having a heart-to-heart, eye-to-eye conversation, and if their phone rings, oh, just a minute, they don't even know who it is. It could be some stupid advertiser trying to sell them chewing gum or laundry detergent. It doesn't matter. Or new car insurance. They've already ruined the moment for me. This is what I do. If I'm talking with someone and my phone rings in my pocket, without taking my eyes from that person, look at my eyes, I will reach down and I will squeeze the parts of my phone that I know will shut it the hell up. You know, and even if it's vibrating, I'll shut it up. I'll check it later. I was standing in line at the post office one day, and there were like five or six people in line. And the clerk was doing okay, but every time the phone rang, the clerk would disengage from the actual physical people there and pick up the phone, because this was the only clerk in the entire post office. And the clerk would pick up the phone and talk for 30 seconds or a minute, 15 seconds was too long, and come back to the customer. And then he'd take the next customer, then the phone would ring, and he'd forget about the people in front of him and answer the phone. I made a joke to the person in front of me. I said, if we want service here, apparently we have to call this guy. So I was thinking of actually using my cell phone to call the post office so the guy could wait on me. It's a nice way to cut in line anytime. Answer the phone. Oh, the phone. It's the phone. It's the almighty phone. Huh. What is with the phones? They're all going to be crushed to powder. Now, speaking of technology, listen. I'm not a fan of clamor. As you know, I've mentioned pots and pans. I've mentioned forks and plates. In fact, I use paper plates now here. I go buy paper plates. It's worth it to me because the way Juliana has the plates stacked in the cupboard over here, she puts bowls on top. She puts bowls on top. Now, I love this woman. She's great. But like, she puts porcelain bowls on top of the plates so that if you want to get a plate, you have to pull it out from under the bowl, which creates too much of too much clamor for me. It's just too clamorous. So I said, I'm not taking this anymore. I don't have to put up with this. I'm going to buy paper plates. So I buy paper plates and I put them under the stove with the pan. I'd like to find another way to fry eggs besides, a metal pan. I need to find stoneware. That's what I really need. Stoneware. That's what they used in the Bible days. I could boil my eggs, but then I got to take a pan out, see? So, and I even rinse my paper plates. I reuse them. When I lived in an apartment on my own during a hellacious 2 years of my life from 2009 to 2011, I went totally paper and plastic. I had one utensil. It was called a spork. spoon, fork, knife combination. They don't make allowance for the knife in the name of it. A spork is a spoon and a fork. But this thing, you could, it had a serrated edge at the edge of the spoon, you see. And you could cut with it. It was amazing. I had one utensil. It was all I needed for everything. When I was done, I rinsed it. And it was made out of plastic. Thank God. And I rinsed my paper plates. And it was beautiful. But anyway, this is worse. Hand dryers. OMG. Now look. It seems to me if you plant new trees will grow. I don't care how many trees you save with hot air hand dryers, it is a complete waste. Nobody considers sound pollution. Everyone worries about the other kinds of pollution, paper, trash, cans. Hey, how about sound pollution? Now, in the early days of the blow dryer, it was a relatively quiet hum. It bordered on white noise. But you held your hand under it, and you're rubbing your hands. They always gave you instructions. Rub hands briskly under the air. But the flow was so weak that it would take 2 minutes, and you feel like an idiot. Why can't I just dry my hands on a towel and be done with it? No. So then some diabolical genius got the idea that we'll make hand dryers that blow air at the speed of jet engines. That's what we'll do, like Pratt & Whitney engines. On 747s, we'll put it in a hand dryer in the restroom. So when you press the magic button, it goes, it's like a jet engine. And I'm not talking about an idling engine or even a taxiing engine. I'm talking about an engine at takeoff. And the noise pollution is horrible. And what makes it worse is you put your hands directly under it. The air going around your hand makes it even worse. Whine, a scream. And I can't stand it. I really can't stand it. So I put my hands like a foot underneath it, which kind of modifies the sound, because shh, that's what it sounds like if you put your hands directly underneath these jet engine dryers. Shh, it's terrible. I don't even want to imitate it. This kind of clamor shall be eliminated. People on the new earth will be washing their hands with paper towels. I love restrooms that still have paper towels. Thank you. And thank you, restrooms, that put trash baskets next to the door so that I can grab the doorknob with my used paper towel to avoid contaminating my hands. Not that I'm a germaphobe, but bathroom doorknobs, hello! And I can grab the knob and throw it in the trash. I like that. Lawnmowers. People made fun of me. I lived in the country. I bought one of those reel mowers, like R-E-E-L, because I hate the sound of lawnmowers and I hated pole starts. I lived on a farm for 25 years. I was not in my element on the farm. I'm a suburban guy. I'm an urban guy, see? And so the farm was not my place. And yet for 25 years, I was like Zsa Zsa Gabor in Green Acres. See, I was the opposite in that great television series from the 60s. Eddie Albert was the guy who wanted to keep Manhattan, just give me that countryside. And then Zsa Zsa Gabor was like, New York is where I'd rather stay. I get allergic smelling hay. And she just adores a penthouse view. And she loves Eddie Albert, but she wants Park Avenue. And Eddie Albert just wants the chores. She wants the stores. He wants fresh air. She wants Times Square. It's ridiculous. So listen, with me, it's the opposite. I'm the guy who generally would want Times Square. Forget country life. I don't like the smell of horse manure, cow manure, and I definitely don't like lawnmowers. I hope to never mow a yard the rest of my life. I mowed it when I was growing up and my family home, and I mowed it for 25 years. I mowed an acre. And all my mowers were cheap pieces of crap because I couldn't afford a nice lawnmower. No, I couldn't afford these gigantic mowing machines where you sit about, 5 feet above the yard and they have like 10 gear shifts. They have these cushiony seats. They're on springs. They're on like shock absorbers. And it's just, these mowers cost like $10,000. I don't know, some crazy amount. I had used mowers that were pieces of junk, and the pull start is so primitive. Believe me, there's not going to be a pull start either on the new earth and certainly not the millennium. Pull starts will be eliminated. And I personally eliminated pull starts in my lifetime. I got sick and tired of not one mower I ever had started with the first pull. Are you kidding me? That would have been miraculous. It was an exercise in futility. You pull that thing. It's really hard to do. You about throw your arm out. You just about injure yourself. I injured myself many times because none of my mowers would start on the first pull. Okay, maybe in the kingdom, mowers will start with the first pull. That would be a miracle enough. Change water to wine. Produce oranges the size of beach balls. And cause lawnmowers to start with the first pull. That would be astounding. And then there's the noise. That's your reward for finally getting your lawnmower to start, is an intolerable noise from an internal combustion engine. I'm not a fan of internal combustion engines. I'm a huge fan of mufflers. I like those motorcycles, you know, like I would, if I had a motorcycle, I would have one of those Golden Wings, those Honda, what is it, Honda make those? Gold Wings, they're quiet. It's like, yeah, the old people motorcycles. Yeah, I would be not be a Harley guy. Sorry, I don't like to feel the rumble between my legs. Yeah, not that one anyway. So that's no good for me. Believe me, the big iron horse, forget about it. So I bought a real mower, R-E-E-L. It went like this. This is what it sounded like. It was a beautiful thing. Yeah, it was a pain. It was a workout. It took me 3 hours, 4 hours to mow my lawn, where it would take 1 hour with a riding machine. But it was so nice because the real mower, it started every time. Oh, by the way, the Mourning Dove, the other day I watched that show. I totally blew the imitation of the Mourning Dove. It doesn't go, that's a pigeon or something like that. The Mourning Dove goes, I can do it like this. That's the Mourning Dove. That wasn't bad. That was pretty good. I'm not going to repeat it. That was amazing. So it sounds like it's mourning. So anyway, back to the real mower. Believe me, my wife mocked me. The neighbors mocked me. My children thought I was a hero. But they looked at me and they thought I was crazy for like going back to the caveman days, the Cro-Magnon era, where people used real mowers. And sure, it didn't work against buckhorn. No, it didn't. The buckhorn were those long stalks, and it just kind of flattened buckhorn. You thought you had gotten it, and then you realize, oh, I just flattened it. You look back, and it springs back up. You buckhorn. And then, of course, if you had chips of mulch that had somehow gone afoul of their little area, that would clog the thing. But I didn't care. It started every time. I just got it out and pushed it, and I went right to work. I didn't have to worry about oil, gasoline, two other evils, and I didn't have to worry about that DM pull start. So it was great. But, you know, I was mocked. I was mocked. I stood up under it, but I'll tell you what happened to me one day. I was mowing the ditch with my little reel mower, and it's also real, R-E-A-L. It's a great play on words because it's real. This is real life. I'm cutting it with a blade, right? Just as basic as you can get. I know you're still cutting it with a blade on a gasoline-powered lawnmower, but it's an evil speed. Blades should not turn at those speeds. Those speeds are dangerous speeds. People have lost their limbs, lost their legs, probably lost their heads falling off one of their Dr. Seuss-type mowers with a Bimboozles and the Flimfoozles and all those trinkets. No, it moves way too fast. It's scary. Blades should not move at like 3200 RPMs. No. Except on a fan. That's the exception because I love my fans because it gives white noise. That's the difference. There's a difference between white noise and an internal combustion engine. Are you appreciating the difference? So there I am with my real mower doing my ditch. Peaceful, happy as can be. I thought it looked great. It cut really close, and I thought my yard looked great. It's true, the shavings just went right down there, but it provided a shade for the grass. I mean, the little grass clippings, whatever you call them. I don't know what you call them. I don't care. So I'm mowing the ditch one day, and some bicyclists went by. I was mocked by one of the passing cyclists. He mocked me for my primitive mowing implement. And I'll never forget what he said to me, this mean person. Said, have you ever heard of the lawnmower? Have you ever heard of the lawnmower? Excuse me, sir, but this is a lawnmower. I'm mowing my lawn. I'm just not doing it with a blade that revolves at 3,200 things per thing and decapitates people. It makes a bunch of noise, makes a clamor that I don't enjoy. But I didn't say any of this, but this is what I did say. The audacity of this guy on a bicycle telling me, ever heard of the lawnmower? No, I just noticed what he said. Ever heard of the gas engine? Ever hear of the gas engine? Yeah, something, yeah. Ever hear of the gas engine? Oh, yeah, I've heard of it, mister. I've used one for years and I hate gas engines. He's on a bicycle. So he's going by, I go, ever hear of a car? Yeah. Yeah, that was a beautiful comeback. And there are lots more where that one came from.